Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Des Cahill, good morning.
Morning, Brendan. How are you?
Good, thanks. Big weekend of sport, Des. And of course, it kicked off early this morning. So I think a lot of people are only digesting the details of Taylor Serrano 3 at Madison Square Garden last night. You were watching Katie Taylor win to make it 3-0 for the trilogy. Let's just take a moment from it there first.
Declaring your winner by majority decision. And still, the undisputed super lightweight champion of the world, Katie Taylor!
Okay, I think it was Katie Taylor he was telling us. Tell us about the fight, Des. It was less ferocious than the previous encounters?
It wasn't anything like it. Like, the last two were horrendous in terms of the ferocity of them. This was cautious. They had both said in advance to try and box more clever. The term boxing IQ was used a good bit in the commentary. So they're standing off. The first round had three punches landed. I mean, and you could hardly spot them landing. So it was a technical fight. Move in, jab, move out. So it lacked all of the ferocity, which let's be honest, a lot of people love those intense battles. This was more of a chess match.
Do you feel the result was definitive, and did Amanda Serrano accept the result this time?
To me, was it definitive? No, I thought she had won it, but it was close. There were three judges. One made it a draw and two just gave it to Katie. So it wasn't, the commentators were saying they couldn't really tell, because it was kind of fight where they were saying, how do you judge in an exchange? One boxer throws a strong, heavy punch, but the other two gets two quick punches in. Who wins that exchange? So they were saying they couldn't really mark it or judge it. And Netflix had a scorecard, not the accurate scorecard, but they were predicting the scores went along. And they had Serrano leading by one all the way through. And then in the end, they had a draw, 95 each. Which is how one judge ruled the match. But the other two gave it to Katie, 97-93. And Serrano, to answer your question, was very gracious afterwards. Okay. Very, very gracious. She actually got very emotional, but because it was an all-female, the whole night, there were all-female bouts in Madison Square Garden, like the mecca of boxing. And that was a huge mark for women. And sport, never mind women's boxing, that they could dominate after 20,000 in Madison Square Garden for this. So she was very emotional about that. And to Katie, she was very gracious to Katie as well.
Okay, good. And Katie did say last night, I think, she won't fight Serrano again. She did, we heard a clip in the news there earlier. She did appear to kind of suggest she'd still like a fight in Croke Park to go out on, maybe.
Yeah. I'm not, like, Eddie Hearn, her promoter, multi-millionaire promoter, he's kind of been pushing the government, if you recall from previous chats, you remember, you know. And I'm going, why should the Irish government be paying the multi-millionaire? Like, if it'll take 70,000, sell 70,000 tickets, it's very much a...
You'll probably wash its face, won't it?
but he wants the government to cover him. And I disagree with that. I mean, I recall at the time on Liveline, we're older women saying, I'd love to bring my grandchildren because Katie's such a great role model, which she is and all that. But it's not for the government to do that. Like, Katie made minimum 6 million last night. 6 million the last time. I'm not begrudging her that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's for the government to fund Eddie Hearn's gamble on trying to fill Croke Park.
Okay. We'll move on because... I want to get to this weekend's All-Ireland football semi-finals as well. So I gather the script is that Kerry beat Tyrone today and Donegal will beat Meath tomorrow. But things haven't gone to script this year, really, have they?
No, it's the best year in football that I remember, Brendan, because, you know, there were dramatic changes to the rules. And I'll be honest with you, unless you had a passion for the game, it was a hard watch in recent years. And now it's just been a fantastic season, attacking football, and great to watch, loads of scores, far more drama and excitement in the games. But the script has been knocked on its head several times. Kerry did it in the last round against Armagh. they're favourites against Tyrone, but Tyrone love upsetting Kerry. They keep doing it. And there's a little edge to it because in 2021, when they were to meet in the semi-final, Tyrone said they had a COVID outbreak. Now, others were saying, oh, they just have injuries. So okay. Tyrone got the game postponed. The GA said, we can't postpone the game, but Kerry said, here, we'll give you a postponement. And then we were told this poor, tired COVID Tyrone team would still turn up and do their best. And they came out and they beat Kerry. And that still hasn't gone down well with some of the Kerry fans. So they'll be anxious to write that today. But so Kerry are absolutely the favourites. But I think I'd be very cautious of Tyrone. They've been improving all the time.
Yeah, and then Meath probably give Donegal a game tomorrow as well, won't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the excitement in Meath is extraordinary. They had 3,300 at their first match in the Championship. There's about 80,000 expected tomorrow. It shows you how the GAA can sweep a county along when there's success and pride in the county. It's my bring your wife to work day tomorrow. She's a Donegal woman, so she never goes anywhere with me, but she's coming tomorrow. So there's great excitement. I mean, that size of a crowd is huge. And two really good football teams to watch. I think Donegal would have the edge, but again, I think it'll be tight enough.
Okay, and just briefly, Wimbledon women's final today and the men's final tomorrow.
Yeah, well, today Iga Swiatek is the hot favourite against an opponent who did really well in the semi-final, but who failed to qualify last year and the previous year took a year out for mental health issues. So she hasn't been at this quite level, and Swiatek has indeed won Grand Slam events before. But I'm fascinated by the men's final tomorrow, Brendan, because Jannik Sinner is in it, and I have a feeling some of the old guys in Wimbledon don't really want Sinner to win. He had a drugs test earlier this year, positive drugs test, and it was for a bizarre... His defence was... maybe not bizarre. His defence was successful. His defence was that his physio, Giacomo Naldi, cut his finger on an exposed scalpel, and that to close the wound that was slow to mend, he borrowed a spray from Umberto Ferrara, who's Sinner's physical trainer. And that spray contained the clostobal that was illegal, but it was on his fingertip. He then massages Sinner and it got into Sinner's system that way.
So the procrastinator was just resting in Sinner's account, basically.
Yeah, basically from the masseur's finger. Okay. It was a bizarre thing. But he got a suspension when there was no big events on, and he was free to play in the big events, which upset some of the other players, etc.
Okay, so you think if Alcaraz wins tomorrow, he'll be the popular choice.
With the old guys in Wimbledon, you know.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Des Cal, thanks a million for that.